The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a Wednesday morning here in Margate. I'm located at 3105 North State Road 7, just a half a mile south of Sample Road at the corner of Northwest 31st Street in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, which has the Penn Dutch Supermarket. And we are in the south end, they are in the north end. And we are open today until 8 o'clock. And we have a great show for you today. I think it's a topic that most people know somebody or may be themselves a little overweight. And I'm joined this morning by Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And as I was saying, I think that with 70% of the population being overweight or obese, they're always looking for that magic bullet to help them get on track to lose weight. I don't know personally of any magic bullet. I know there are ways to do it. And we're going to discuss today one of the most efficient ways that people can get on track to lose weight and reach their desirable goal to maintain a healthy weight for the rest of their life. I think it's important that people understand that being overweight can cause some very, very serious problems to the body and the mind and the heart. But we're going to get into that with Janet Cimarelli. So, Janet, I'm going to let you introduce our very, very special guest today on the topic of weight loss.
And it is my pleasure to bring to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour Dr. Sasan Mulavi. And he will be discussing with us his life's work. So, good morning, Dr. Mulavi. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Janet and Al. How are you?
We are doing very, very well and looking forward to lots of great, helpful information for our listeners from you. So just to get started, how is it that you found yourself in, you are a medical doctor, and what brought you to focus your medical knowledge on helping people lose weight?
Well, my journey started actually close to 25 years ago. I myself was an overweight and obese because my BMI was over 30. Emergency room doctor in Canada. I was working in a tertiary care, a very, very busy hospital. And I started seeing young men coming into the office with to the emergency room with a heart attack, sudden cardiac death, and uncontrolled diabetes, and I myself started worrying about my health because I myself was obese. In fact, I remember I was so fat that when at night during the emergency room, if there was a code on one of the floors, you weren't allowed to take the elevator. You would have to run up the stairs. And if the cardiac arrest was, let's say, in the ICU, which was on the fourth floor, the emergency room doctor was required to get up to the ICU. By the time I got up to the ICU, I was so out of breath that I couldn't even run the code. I couldn't call out the drugs. I couldn't tell the nurses what to do. In fact, the head nurse would take over for me for the first couple of minutes till I would catch my breath, and then I would be able to do the code. It was very embarrassing. And that's how I started my journey into weight loss. I started looking into it, and I realized very quickly that, unfortunately, there is no quick fix, and that it is really something that should be handled by doctors and dietitian and medical personnel, not by a lot of different companies who claim to be in weight loss but really don't have the right systems to do it. And also this myth that we tell our patients and our clients that, you know, we have some kind of a magic bullet where you lose the weight and you keep it off forever. is a myth. And one of the first things that we do, we educate, and one of the first things I learned in my journey is that losing weight and being overweight and obesity, as we call it, the disease of obesity, is a chronic disease like any other chronic disease. If you have an asthma attack, you don't expect to go to the doctor once, get it treated, and then never see the doctor again. When you have an asthma attack, you go back and see your asthma doctor. When you have a fat attack, I tell my patients, you got to go back and see your dietitian, your doctor, and get back on the program, just like any other chronic disease. So I tell all my patients that, and all our clients, that you can lose the weight, but you can't keep it off forever. As long as you start gaining weight, you got to come back and jump on the program again and lose the weight again, just like you would with any other chronic disease.
This is a very interesting perspective, truly, from my viewpoint, a unique perspective to categorize obesity as a disease, and that this would be a unique perspective for many people to understand, that if you are dealing with the diagnosis of obesity, that your BMI is over 30, that your ability for your heart to function when it's put under any kind of physical stress, then that all puts you at great risk for developing other diseases. And then to categorize it as a chronic disease, that your metabolism has a predisposition, so to speak, to going back into that fat hoarding situation where you're taking in more calories than your metabolism is able to burn. And so I know that some of your research has certainly brought into the forefront the importance of fiber in a daily routine. Tell our listeners a little bit about why fiber is so important.
Right. So very good question. So, you know, we are meant to eat food that are very rich in fiber. I always tell my patients that when you eat an orange, you know, the orange comes with a lot of sugar, but it also comes with a lot of fiber. God gave us the antidote in the fruit itself. But when you eat orange juice and you take all the fiber out, well, that leads to very high sugar levels in your blood, makes you actually hungrier, and leads to obesity. So one of the things that I realized very quickly was that the big food industry has taken fiber out of our food, essentially. The reason they took fiber out of our food is because fiber made things taste not as good as they should, made things bland. They really wanted to replace them with high sugars, high fats, high carbohydrates, salt. And the fiber went on the back burner because it didn't really add to the flavoring, and it didn't get the clients that they wanted addicted to their food, you know? So, you know, a high fiber cereal just doesn't taste as good as, you know, Fruit Loops, which is full of sugar, for example.
It's very, very interesting, because also, isn't it that the food manufacturers, those producers of processed foods, as the Fruit Loops that you just mentioned, that when you take the fiber out, people aren't very satisfied. They might go back for a second and third helping.
Yeah, very well said. Exactly. They will. Yes, you said it exactly right. When you raise your high blood sugar, when if you take, for example, a product that is low in fiber, you spike your blood sugar a lot. And then when your blood sugar begins to fall, guess what? You're going to go look for more of that product to bring that blood sugar up, because your body likes to have sugar. It thinks that's the right way to be, because we are designed not to starve to death. We don't really have stops for obesity, but we're designed not to starve to death. So when the body sees sugar, it says, yeah, I want more of that, because that's part of our survival mechanism. The problem is that when you spike your blood sugar, you also are causing a lot of inflammatory responses. The obese patient has a completely different metabolism than a normal weight patient. If you look at the blood work, if you look at the leptins, the insulins, a lot of the biomarkers, they really do have a different metabolism. In fact, the disease that we call prediabetes and the disease that we call, you know, X syndrome used to be called chaos disease, because when the researchers were looking at these people's biological markers, they found the hormones and the different inflammatory markers they had to be in a situation of chaos. So syndrome X or metabolic syndrome used to be called chaos disease in the literature when it first started. Now we have, you know, different names for it, pre-diabetic, metabolic syndrome. What we found, though, is that we've developed a unique fiber with some of the other food companies who had some research team who looked at fibers and realized that we have to bring fiber back into the American diet. And we have developed a very high potency fiber that we put into our foods that has 8 to 9 times effect of a regular fiber, meaning that, for example, if you take 1 gram of this fiber, it will decrease sugar absorption by 8 to 9 times versus a regular fiber. The benefit of that is that you're able to slow down the absorption of sugar in somebody's body. It also actually traps fats in the stools and excretes them in the stools, so that patients who are eating, for example, a large amount of grams, 30, 40 grams of fat a day, will have part of that fat trapped in the fiber and released in the stools and not absorbed, lowering their cholesterol, making their HDL cholesterol better and their LDL cholesterol lower, without giving all the side effects of, you know, some of the other agents who cause fat absorption to be decreased, of diarrhea, flatulence. You don't get that with our super fiber. And that fiber has given us the ability to do exactly what you said that it does. It increases satiety, meaning that when a patient eats a product that has 200 calories with our fiber, they're going to feel a lot more satisfied than if they ate a similar product that has 200 calories without our fiber. Even if the protein amount is the same, if they both have 20 grams of protein, just by adding our fibers, we increase the satiety a lot greater. And that is part of the unique ability of our products and our fiber to do, beside all the other things that we do with our food. And going back to my journey, is I realized that if I don't begin to prescribe food to our patient and we just stick to medicine, we will never win. We need to prescribe food to our patients.
So much important information about cholesterol, blood sugar, prediabetes, your metabolism, so much very high quality information for our listeners to work on achieving an optimized weight. And our special guest today, Dr. Sasson Malavi, and you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, also joined by Mr. Al Foreman, who is at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. We'll be right back with more with our special guest. Hi, this is Janet for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Hi, this is Sally. I work in customer service at Save-A-Lot, and my job is to make sure all of our customers are always happy and find everything they need.
I think you do a fabulous job because you do it with a smile on your face and energy in your step. So, Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you're new on the team. And tell our listeners what it takes to keep Save-A-Lot Nutrition customers happy.
Oh, make sure that you have all the information you need. You know where everything's at. You can direct them in the direction they need to go to find what they're looking for.
Thanks so much for sharing with us, Sally. And I'm sure our customers will be thrilled to come in and meet you in person.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Harold Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am at the Save-A-Lot store sitting in Janet's palatial office here. She will not be here today. However, I think that there may be something further news that will develop during the course of the show.
It's
However,
always
she is
exciting,
available tomorrow.
Yeah. It's always exciting to see what's going to develop in the show, and that's what keeps our listeners tuned in, right?
Without a doubt. No question about it. You know, over the years that you've been helping consumers with their health challenges, Janet, I think obesity and overweight are probably two factors that go into people that come to you with heart disease, diabetes, blood pressure issues, and a whole host of other abnormalities that develop in the body when people are overweight or obese. And I think the worst part that people can undertake for themselves is that yo-yo diet, where they go on a program which they consider to be good for them, they lose the weight they desire, then 6 months later, they're back on the uphill trend putting weight on. And ultimately, they wind up heavier than when they started the first diet. So there has to be a way that people can control that urge or whatever is stimulating them to add more food or the wrong kind of food to their diet when they're looking to lose weight. And I know that during the course of the show, between Dr. Malavi and yourself, our listeners are going to get a heads up and a lot of good information as to how they can achieve that. So I'm going to turn it back to you.
Okay, well, I want to tell our listeners that I am not in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center today, but I am there on Thursday, 11 to 2, Friday, 4 to 7, Saturday, 1 to 5. And if they come in and let me know they've heard this radio show with Dr. Sasan Molavi, the formulator of Janet's Best Cookies and Bars, they can get a taste sample of the different flavors that I have available, and they can get a 10% off the first purchase of any of Janet's Best Cookies and Bars. And so that's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Just let me know that you've listened to Dr. Malavi here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'll give you a taste sample of all of the cookies and bars that I have available in my palatial office, as Al mentioned, and lots of really good information and support to help you achieve your long-term weight goals. Now, Dr. Malavi, that was an issue of great importance to so many people, because I think that you have certainly witnessed people in your approach, using your approach, that maybe they've reached their weight loss goals and then they very gradually fell off the straight and narrow. How do you work with people to keep them on target?
So one of the things that we do is we, first of all, teach them to eat small, multiple meals a day. One of the biggest problems we have is that we've, because of institutionalization, you know, the army, schools, universities, we've gotten into this pattern of eating three, basically, fairly large meals a day. And then you have other people who are what I call python eaters, who wake up in the morning, have a cup of coffee, don't eat anything. Maybe the first thing they put in their mouth is at noon, which may be a donut or a pizza or hamburger or something else that they feel is healthy. And then they come home and they have a huge meal. They eat well into the evening, you know, they're snacking as they're watching TV. And they're raising their blood sugar, and then they wake up in the morning, the cycle begins again. So you have all these abnormal eating patterns of three big meals a day, python eating, starving all day and eating a huge meal all at once. And then people who just vary their diet in crazy amounts, meaning that they'll eat a lot during the weekend, they'll drink a significant amount of alcohol, significant amounts of desserts and sugars, and we have a sugar-addicted society. And all these patterns can be dealt with by teaching people to eat small, multiple meals throughout the day. So the first thing that we do with our system, and you know, your system as well, is that we take these people and we teach them that as soon as they wake up, they have to have a protein-rich breakfast, and it can't be big. Now, you can have egg whites, you can have, you know, vegetarian, you can have a vegetable source protein. A lot of people don't have time, so what we've created is we've created the bars and cookies that actually taste great. They have a very high protein to sugar ratio, and they have that super fiber in them as well. So they feel satisfied. They don't have to worry about food. And then every 2 to 3 hours, they eat either the bars or the cookies, which satisfy the hunger, also causes them to give them the right amount of sugar, the right amount of protein, so they're able to lose weight, and then they eat their normal dinner. So they still are able to have a fairly large variety of food in their dinner. The benefit of that system is that when you switch them over to maintenance, you still are using the bars and the cookies to replace one or two meals a day. So, for example, somebody, that Python eater I told you about, I teach them that they should eat something right away in the morning so that they don't have – the reason they're not hungry in the morning is because they ate so much at night that the blood sugar is still fairly high. They don't need to eat that much. But once you get them on the small multiple meals, they learn to eat less and be more satisfied. And the fact that they feel better, they have more energy, they feel better, they lose weight, makes them stick to the path that's narrow. And on top of that, we, of course, have to add exercise. I don't force my patients and clients to exercise during the weight loss phase if they're not exercising now. Because medical studies have shown that when you try to do both cut calories and exercise at the same time, you actually don't do as well. But once you lose the weight, if you want to maintain long-term weight loss, you must exercise. So the combination of eating small multiple meals and eating on a regular basis and eating the right type of food, high protein, high fiber, low sugar, people are just going to do better and maintain their weight over the long term. Now, that being said, a very large majority of patients are still going to have stresses in their life. They're still going to go on a cruise and go eat at the buffet. They're still going to have, you know, death and stuff that causes them to eat more. Getting divorced, typically the man loses weight, the woman gains weight, for example, just regular life stresses. Those people need to come back to the program and from time to time begin to cut calories. Now, that's not yo-yo dieting, because as long as they stay within a narrow range of between 5 to 6 pounds, that's just weight adjustment. It is yo-yo dieting if they gain 30 pounds and then they come back to you after they've gained 30 pounds. So one of the things that we do is we train our patients and our clients to, as soon as they gain, 4 to 5 pounds, and they find that they can't gain control, to come back. Not to be embarrassed, it is normal. It is normal to gain weight at some point, and they need to come back to the program. And if they combine all these three things together, eating small multiple meals, exercising, and once in a while jumping back on the program at an early stage, they are able to maintain their weight over the long term. There's a very large study that came out of the weight loss registry that also said two other things are important. So those three things actually are important, and we know that because of the weight loss registry, but we also know that patients who weigh themselves are also more successful. So don't be afraid to get on that scale and see where you are. When you start avoiding the scale, you know that's a problem, and having something early in the morning for breakfast. So that's already part of our program anyways. So doing those things will help people maintain their weight over the long term.
I should let our listeners know that there is a scale available in my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and I can help them stay focused on their weight management goals by keeping their own personal chart from week to week as they weigh in. And when you're doing that, you're able to stay focused. Now, one of the things, Dr. Mulavi, that you had to say had to do with very high fiber content, a particular specific fiber in the Janet's Best cookies and bars that has a dramatic effect about trapping fat and allowing that to be released in the stool, as well as maintaining satiety. So people feel very much more satisfied. Now, you said that we are a sugar addicted society. How are these cookies and bars pleasant tasting and able to lower blood sugar situations?
That's a great question. So you know, the product that we formulated for you, with your input, basically allows us to add sugar because of our fiber where other companies can't. So let me give you an example. If we have a bar, we take, you know, a typical bar out there that has 200 calories, it will typically have around 20 to 22 grams of sugar. It may have 10 to 11 grams of protein, meaning that generally the protein is half the amount of sugar in the bar. They need to do that in order to make it taste good. In our bars, it's exactly the reverse. We have double the protein versus the sugar, and in some cases, it's even quadruple the protein versus the sugar, meaning we have bars that have, you know, 20 grams of protein, 10 grams of sugar, and we have bars that are even as low as 5 grams of sugar, yet they still taste great. On top of that, we have that super fiber in there, and because it is so powerful, if we put 5 to 6 to 7 to 8 grams of fiber in our product, that is equal to about 30 grams of a regular fiber. So this unique food technology that has been developed, and it's out there, enables us to do that. Now, why isn't this in other foods? Because it is very difficult to work with, meaning that you need special equipment to manipulate those type of products that are so sticky and so tough. And two, they're expensive. The typical supermarket is not going to carry this product because they, you know, by the time, if something costs a dollar, by the time everybody is there making money on it, the distributor, the advertiser, the supermarket, that thing is being sold for $3 or $3.50. Because your bars are, you know, delivered to you right from the manufacturer, you're able to sell them at a very competitive price while they still have all these great ingredients. So part of the reason why these amazing foods that are available out there, and there's a lot of science behind them, are not available to the general public is because, you know, if you put them on the shelf and you pass them through the regular distribution systems of most supermarket chains, that bar would be $5 or $6 or even more. And as well as, you know, they want a very, very long shelf life. Some bars, they want a two-year shelf life. You know, if you want to do a two-year shelf life, you got to fill it up with preservatives. Our bars have a 6 months to 1 year shelf life, depending on which one you use, because we use, you know, for example, in your bars, we use vitamin E, tocopherols, I believe some vinegar in order to preserve it. We don't use any of the synthetic or chemical preservatives. And that is all the benefits that you know, these bars have. And that's why it really is a revolution in nutrition. And when people are going to look and taste and eat your bars, they're eating a complete new way of delivering food, both scientifically as well as in a new distribution network where it's directly from the manufacturer to you, where it doesn't go through two or three different distributors, you know, and so on and so forth, and makes it more expensive.
That music in the background means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, who is at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, and our very, very special guest today, Dr. Sasan Malavi, who has dedicated his life's focus, his medical knowledge, to creating super fiber and bringing that super fiber high protein combination of ingredients to the marketplace to help people stay focused on a healthy weight. We'll be back with more here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Stay tuned.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine, lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center's 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. I'd like to introduce our listeners to Scott. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell our listeners what you do at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
I head the receiving department here, and I make sure that all the items are processed immediately to replenish the shelf stock. I handle and enter new items and special orders, and I also commit the invoicing to our system, making sure our quantities are up to date, fully stocked, and that our pricing reflects our competitive pricing structure.
As our listeners might get from that description of your work, Scott, I think they'll know that you do an incredibly efficient job and you handle so much responsibility. So thanks so much for introducing yourself to our listeners.
No, thank you very much.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a Wednesday. It's cloudy and overcast, a little drizzly in certain parts of South Florida right now, but I'm sure it will pass over very, very soon. Our very special guests today, Dr. Malavi and Janet Cimarelli, are speaking about the issue of weight loss. And I think it pertains to, again, at least 70% of the population today are faced with either being overweight or obese. And through the years, Janet, you've helped coach many, many people in the area of weight loss, as you currently do now. Are there any specific supplements that you recommend in addition to using the fiber bars and the fiber cookies to help people get through some difficult times?
There are some supplements that I do use as a support to those who might be struggling to stay focused. So just as an example, I had a client coming to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and on the 7-day introductory package that is available with the Janet's Best Cookies, so there is a variety of different cookie flavors as well as some bars. And that introductory package is for 1 week. And so it kind of gets people focused on what's possible with the Janet's Best cookies and bars. And this one person, the first week, she did not lose 1 pound, didn't make any move whatsoever with regard to her weight. And when I tell you about her information, then we're going to go back to Dr. Malavi and discuss one of the reasons that I think she did not lose any weight. So what we did was certainly discuss encouraging perspectives in a variety of ways where she could be a little bit better focused. One of the things that she thought was if she ate fewer of the cookies instead of the recommended 6 cookies per day, if she ate fewer, that she was going to lose weight faster. And the truth of the matter is, as Dr. Malavi explained, by learning to eat every 2.5 hours or so and be satisfied with a small amount of food, you keep your blood sugar very stable and keep your insulin from spiking, and you maintain a cap, so to speak, on hunger. So I introduced her once again to the perspective of eating every 2.5 hours, and I suggested that she begin to use the amino acid L-carnitine. And because she's a student, the form of L-carnitine that I suggested was acetyl L-carnitine. Acetyl L-carnitine going to have not only a fat burning benefit, but supportive of brain chemistry as well. And so that second week, she did lose 2 pounds that week. So getting focused on the proper way of using the cookies and bars, supporting with acetyl L-carnitine because she was a student, and understanding the importance of water as part of this approach. Before I go back to Dr. Malavi with my next question, what I want to let everyone know that I am available in my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center on Thursdays from 11 to 2, Fridays from 4 to 7, and Saturday from 1 to 5. And anyone who comes in to see me in my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center will have tastes of all of the different cookies and bars, as well as 10% off the first purchase of any of Janet's Best cookies and bars. And just a real quick profile of the individuals that have been on this program with the 7-day introductory package. There, 1 pound a week was something that was achieved. 2 pounds a week was the most common situation, and I did have one person who was losing between 2 and 3 pounds per week. So maintaining proper protein intake, maintaining proper hydration, all of those things are very important. Now, Dr. Malavi, what I have a question about has to do with stress. How might stress impact someone's ability to lose weight? Because the person that I was speaking of who didn't lose any weight on the first week of the program, she is under unrelenting stress as well as sleep deprivation. So how would you address somebody like that?
So stress is a big problem. It's both a big problem in society, and it's part of our obesity epidemic. Stress causes cortisol hormone and a bunch of other hormones to get higher in our blood. When we have high cortisols in our blood, we shift sugar into the fat tissue. Basically, it's a steroid, and it makes us fatter. Also, people who are stressed tend to try to eat in order to shut off their brains. You know, they have very repetitive negative thinking patterns. And when you're eating, when you're busy eating, you know, those thoughts go away for a little bit because you're eating. So they tend to overeat and tend to indulge in more carbohydrates, food. So there's both a metabolic reason why they gain weight, they increase cortisol and all the different hormones, as well as psychological reason that they tend to eat more.
So now
when they are sleep deprived, that just makes things even worse. The cortisols become even more, the body goes into a shutdown mode where it begins to try to conserve calories. So if they're eating, thyroid levels begin to drop. If you measure people who are stressed, you'll find that the thyroid levels are a lot lower than they should be. And so they're not burning as much calories, they're storing more of the fat. Now, the way you deal with it is, first of all, a lot of people have to understand that stress is normal in our life, okay? Stress is something that we just have to live with. And one of the videos I make a lot of my patients watch is a video called Make Stress Your Friend, which is basically to tell people that stress is always going to be there, they're always going to be in a stressful situation, and their body reaction to stress is normal, and it's a way for them to protect themselves from having any other issues. So if something goes wrong in your life and you feel stressed, that is normal. That's how your body responds to stress, because you need to combat it. You need to fight with that issue. Unfortunately, in our society, we have people who walk around thinking that somehow, you know, they need to wake up in the morning and everything has to fall in place. That's not the way life is. Life is full of stress, life is full of problems, and we just need to learn to deal with them. So what I tell my patients is that, first of all, they need to accept stress as the friend and not to try to make stress disappear, because it never will. Then I give them some coping mechanism with stress: exercise, meditation, relaxation, music, time for themselves. For example, I have a lot of women who have... And I really admire them. I remember one nurse. She was a nurse who worked in the ICU in one of the hospitals here in South Florida. She had 3 kids in the house. Her husband was unemployed. And she would basically do everything. Her husband was just one of her kids. She would come home. after a big shift at the ICU, sometimes doing double shift, and then she would still have to prepare dinner. When she had any time off, she was doing the laundry and cleaning the house. And she've gained a lot of weight. And when I spoke to her, I told her, well, do you ever take time for yourself? Do you ever have half an hour for yourself every day? She never did. In the last, since the kids were born, she has never taken out no vacation, no even half an hour a day for herself. And what I taught her to do was that every day she needs to tell her husband, here are the kids, here's my cell phone, I'm going to take half an hour for myself. I eventually raised it to an hour. And during that half hour, it's her time to do something for herself. Not to do the laundry, not to do cleaning, to do something for herself. Go for a walk, read a book, take a bath, listen to music. She needs to do something for herself. And it takes a lot of, you really got to push the patients to do that because they're resistant. But that half hour made a huge difference. And I've done this to many patients, so it's not, I'm just using it as one example. But that one half hour makes such a huge difference in that she was able to sleep better. She was able to relax. She was able to shut her brain off. She started seeing life more in perspective. And you know what else happens is that your partner, whether it's your wife or husband, will develop more respect for you because they will see how much you do every day. And a lot of these unbalanced relationships where one partner is working a lot, it's typically the partner who's killing themselves that's the fat one. You know? So I tell them, well, you know, you're getting fat, you're killing yourself, and where's your partner with all this? It's supposed to be a two-way street. So I really, you know, when I sell those couple of situations, I really push them very hard to start taking time for themselves. And I do that to myself. I am also guilty of it. And I take in half an hour a day for myself now. The weekends, I make sure I always have a couple of hours for myself where I'm able to relax and take it easy, shut off my brain, and do what I want to do that's good for my health. Because if you look at the animal world, there's a lot of what they call downtime. And we know that downtime is very good for you. You know, when you see a lion or you know, lying in the savannah, this is the downtime. This is, you know, they're preparing their body for the next hunt. They're getting ready to catch the next animal that they're going to eat. And if they would be running all day, they wouldn't have this downtime. They wouldn't be as effective as they were if they didn't have the downtime. So, and we know that also from studies. We know that after about 6 or 7 hours, you become a lot less effective in whatever you do.
That's true. Such very high quality advice and something that people need to very much take to heart. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am here at the WNN studios. Mr. Al Foreman is joining us. He is at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. And our special guest, Dr. Sasan Malavi, is talking to us about all of the important details if you want to get serious and reach your healthy weight goals. We'll be back with more after this. Hi, this is Janet for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Hello, this is Randy at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
Hi, Randy. This is Janet, and I want you to introduce yourself to our listeners at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour.
All righty. Well, this is Randy, and I've been involved with the setup of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I've got years of experience, and I'm waiting to help all these great customers come in and save a lot of money. Al Foreman has put together a great store with some of the best prices I've ever seen, and I've been in the industry a long time. So anybody listening, come on down and save a lot here in Margate at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
Thanks so much for talking to our listeners.
My pleasure, and I look forward to seeing them here in the store.
Bring your blood work. Bring your supplements. Talk about health issues. We can get your natural approach organized with your priorities in mind. Come on in 6 days a week. Call for Janet's hours at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Get started on your health plan today. Walk in and sign in to sit down with Janet Cimarelli, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Wednesday. Janet, as she mentioned, is up at the studios of WWNN Radio. And our very, very special guest is Dr. Malavi. And we're speaking on the topic of weight loss, which is a major problem today in our society, whether it be for you, for your family, a friend, a relative. It's a problem that has to be dealt with, and has to be dealt with efficiently and effectively. We're going to go into further detail, I'm sure, with the time remaining, as to how people can take a taste advantage. Janet pointed out she'll be here tomorrow from 11 to 2, from Friday 4 to 7, Saturday 1 to 5. All you have to do is come in to see Janet in her office, tell her you heard the show with Dr. Malavi and her on weight loss, and you'd like to sample either the bar or the cookie, or maybe a little bit of both, just to give you some idea how good this particular product would be as a replacement for filling yourself up on food that is not really food. I would call it just junk, pure junk that you're probably reaching for that's not going to do you any good. I also want to make mention that on Saturday we have a great swap out going on with Lafes, that's L-A-F-E-S, deodorant. If you bring in an old deodorant that you don't like, that you don't use, Lafes will give you a brand new free one, and they'll take your old one. So keep that in mind. It's Saturday from 12 to 4. We have a demonstration with Lafes deodorant. So if you want to get rid of your old deodorant, bring it on in Saturday from 12 to 4. Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you because we only have a few minutes left.
With just a few minutes left, I want to let everyone know that, yes, when they come into my office, they can taste test all of the different cookies and bars and get some very, very high quality weight loss focused foods that will help them reach their weight loss goals, burn fat, maintain your muscle mass. And you get to lower your cholesterol, lower your A1C because of the very specific high quality medical fiber that is in the Janet's Best cookies and bars. And our special guest today, Dr. Sasan Malavi, who has formulated these very special foods for the specific focus of weight loss. Now, Dr. Malavi, you were talking about taking time for yourself and that cortisol and different hormones play an incredibly important role in whether a person is going to be able to lose weight efficiently. What, if any, role does serotonin play in this whole picture?
Yeah, so serotonin is, you know, is quite an important issue, and we don't completely understand all the mechanism where it plays. But we know that serotonin is such an important hormone that it's not only in your brain, but it's also all over your gut and in a lot of other organs. And we know that when people are suffering from stress and depression, they have a significant abnormalities in their serotonin ability to process serotonin and use serotonin. And we also know that when people have high cortisols and high sugars, it has a detrimental effect on the ability to process serotonin and use serotonin. So any type of supplement that will help with serotonin will help these people get into a better situation as they're losing weight, and hopefully once they lose weight, their other metabolic abnormalities will get better, and therefore their serotonin production, reuptake, and so on and so forth will also be better. But sleeping more, relaxing more, exercising, eating correctly will go a long way in helping people improve their serotonin levels. I have patients who, for example, come to me on antidepressant medication that are serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And I can tell you that a lot of these people are on them because of their primary disease, which is overweight and obesity, which is caused by how they eat. And once you're able to get them to lose weight and exercise, they're able to get off their medication.
Fabulous, fabulous news, and opening a very pleasant possibility to our listeners who may be on SSRIs, as you mentioned, antidepressant medication. And some of those antidepressant medications, one of the acknowledged side effects would be weight gain. So it's certainly an area of very significant importance with regard to maintain high quality brain chemistry, the acetylcholine, the energizing neurotransmitter, serotonin, and dopamine to maintain a mental perspective of contentment. And then being able to really focus on choosing your foods and doing the exercise that's going to bring that whole picture together. Now, just before we run out of time, there is information out there about leptin and, you know, talking about neurotransmitters, talking about hormones. Is leptin a hormone, and how do we support leptin levels, and how important is it with regard to weight loss?
So, great question. First of all, that was a great point you made about serotonin that I neglected to mention. Yes, a lot of the antidepressant medication do cause significant weight gain. So, that's a very good point. So, leptin is actually a hormone that is very much involved in weight control. The way we think that leptin works is that it is a hormone that is secreted by your fat tissue, meaning that the fat cells secrete a small amount of leptin every day. That leptin is then registered in the brain, and that's how you know how much fat stores you have. So if somebody has, let's say, 10 pounds of fat on them, which would be normal, because we do have a normal amount of fat that we need in our body, it's called structural fat and a little bit of fat storage, the body would signal, those fat cells would signal that, hey, we're here, there are 10 pounds of fat in our system, and the brain would acknowledge that. Unfortunately, as people begin to gain weight, let's say that person now gains, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 pounds, their leptin secretion increases and the body says, oh, there's more and more and more leptin. The body thinks it's good because the body likes to gain weight because we think it's good for survival. You know, we're still thinking like we're cavemen and we're going to starve to death. But eventually, once it reaches a certain point, the brain begins to not listen to that leptin signal because it got overstimulated, and it is called leptin resistance. Very similar to insulin resistance, where the brain says, you know, it's like almost like if I tap on your skin for an hour, you're going to feel it. But after 2 or 3 hours, your receptors in the skin are going to shut themselves off because the tapping has become annoying, and the brain has an ability to do that when it gets overstimulated. So leptin receptors, when they get overstimulated, shut themselves off. Once they shut themselves off, you stop knowing how fat you are. And then you're always hungry because it's a situation that the body is not really used to. And that's how people can reach 600 pounds, 1,000 pounds. You know, we hear people who are 1,000 pounds. Well, how did they get to 1,000 pounds? Well, they've completely lost complete leptin control. And they just were hungry all the time. They just kept eating, not being able to overcome that very basic need to eat. And the same thing happens when people are, you know, 200, 300, 400 pounds to a great degree. There are ingredients. One of them is, for example, Leptocor, which is a product we put in our products that that increases leptin sensitivity, meaning that it makes your body more sensitive to leptin. Therefore, you get fuller quicker. And satiety happens quicker because leptin is involved in the satiety process.
So crucially important for people to understand that there are so many different forces at work, and the products that you have formulated, Dr. Malavi, is those products are very comprehensive in all of these different areas of addressing weight management, weight loss, feelings of satiety, the proper blood sugar and blood lipid balance. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour for a very, very informative hour. And I think an important area of discussion that, that touches all of our lives with the pre-diabetic, literally epidemic that's going on. So thank you so much for joining us. And to our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We will be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.